This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our anti-aging and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Gretchen Asher, CEO of BFAB Skincare. BFAB Skincare formulates anti-aging skincare products for women aged 40 plus. Gretchen is also passionate about transparency in skincare, providing exceptional products that provide visible results and educating women about skincare ingredients. Welcome, Gretchen, to eHealth Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Eric. It's my pleasure.
So you have a very intriguing topic today. What is the dirty little secret, if you will, of the skincare industry that women aged 40 plus need to know?
Yes, and I'm really excited to talk about this. The dirty little secret is that many, many skincare brands, what they do is they drastically skimp on the critical active ingredients in their products in order to cut their manufacturing costs and increase their profit margins. And these active ingredients are really the key ingredients that can actually induce positive change in our skin and visibly fight the signs of aging. And what they do is they skimp on those because of the cost. Now, by law, any ingredient that's 1/1000th of 1%, and that's really small, 1/1000th of 1%, must be listed on a product label. And amounts this small are also known as trace amounts of an ingredient. And it's a tiny, tiny amount that goes into products. And what a lot of brands do is they'll put the trendy names and the trendy ingredients, but they put them in such a small concentration that it doesn't really do anything for the skin. But as we are out shopping and reading labels, we'll see a well-advertised ingredient on the label, and so we think we're buying a product with the right amount of active ingredients, which is really the good stuff that we want in our skincare, particularly for anti-aging products and women 40-plus. So the good stuff is a little more expensive and for a manufacturer. And unfortunately, so many brands use such a small amount of these active ingredients, the good stuff. They do that in order to keep their costs down and their margins high. And what they will also do is increase the amount of conditioning ingredients. So we've got active ingredients, which really impact the skin, and we've got conditioning ingredients that goes into every product, which simply makes the skin feel good. It feels nice on the skin, as opposed to the active ingredient, which really gets into the layers of the skin and really can actually do something. And as women, we have been fooled for a long time into thinking that if a product feels good on the skin, then it must be doing something as well on the skin, but that's just not true. So when brands skimp on the active ingredients, you know, we get cheated. So that's the dirty little secret.
Well, the big question is, how did you find out about this secret?
Yeah, well, a few years ago, I became disheartened by really disappointing skincare products. And I was trying to combat the signs of perimenopause and menopause in my skin, because that's where I was going. Things like loss of firmness, I started seeing little wrinkles showing up, and my skin just wasn't as bright as it used to be. And so I figured I would have really good luck with dermatologist-promoted brands. So I tried several dermatologist-promoted skincare lines, and I was shockingly disappointed. And it wasn't until a serendipitous meeting where I actually had the opportunity to work with a team of formulation chemists that formulate skincare products with over 25 years of experience to create my own products. So it was during my own R&D research and development process that I learned about this cost-cutting trick employed by so many brands. And that's when I decided I wanted to disrupt the skincare industry. I decided I wanted to tell the truth about skincare and educate women because it's so confusing. I guarantee I also don't skimp on the critical active ingredients, which has been really fun for me.
Tell us, if you would, explain more about active ingredients and why they are so important.
I want to preface that just by saying that topical skincare science, the skincare that we apply topically, has made huge advancements over the past 8 or so years. We now really understand how the skin ages and how we can intervene in that process. And the skincare industry has really taken a lot of lessons from the healthcare industry in fighting disease. So we've made huge leaps in the development of delivery systems of these active ingredients. So we can take an active ingredient and put it into a product, and in a way that goes deep into the skin. Not only does it penetrate deeply into the skin, but we can also provide really effective time-release mechanisms for active ingredients, you know, like encapsulated hyaluronic acid that is a slow release into the skin that penetrates the skin over 18, 24 hours, and it just does such wonderful things to the skin, holds in moisture, firm skin up, things like that. So back on the actives. These are the critical categories of ingredients that visibly cite the signs of aging in the skin. Some of the actives that we all know about are retinoids or peptides or alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic acids, things like that, that we see a lot in advertising and on TV commercials and in magazines. And women, you know, 40 plus really need these products. We really need these actives in our products. So we want to really key in and make sure we're using good active ingredients in the product lines that we choose. What is even more shocking that I learned is that some brands don't have active ingredients at all in their products. They have other categories of ingredients, like they have the conditioning ingredients that I just mentioned, where it makes the skin feel good. Also, there's a category of ingredients called functional ingredients, which gives the product viscosity, thickness, and it helps determine if a product is a cream, a moisturizer, a serum, a gel, you know, that kind of thing. That's another category of ingredients. And then the fourth category of ingredients are, of course, the preservatives in a product, which keeps the product bacteria, yeast, mold-free, and safe, you know, for us to use so it doesn't go bad during its normal shelf life. So we definitely want all four categories of ingredients in our skincare, and we don't want to eliminate the active ingredients because products come with the other three categories of ingredients. So we really, really need to pay attention to the actives.
Today we are with Gretchen Asher, CEO of BFAB Skincare, that formulates anti-aging skincare products for women over 40 here on eHealth Radio's anti-aging and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. What should women pay attention to regarding active ingredients?
That's a great question. Something I learned through my own R&D process is that when a brand buys, every brand, every manufacturer buys raw ingredients from somewhere. There are lots of raw ingredient suppliers that sell to the cosmetic and skincare industry. And here's something I didn't know, and I loved this when I learned it. Raw ingredient suppliers, they have the burden of proving to formulation chemists that their ingredients can actually perform in a finished product. So what they will do because of this, they have to prove efficacy. they will actually put their ingredients into a product, a lotion, a cream, and they will have clinical studies done on those raw ingredients just to prove safety, shelf life, and efficacy. And then they always write up a data information sheet about that raw ingredient. And they show the clinical trials that have been done on that ingredient, and they also disclose what concentration that ingredient was used for those clinical trials. Was it alpha hydroxy acid at 2%, 4%, 6% concentration? So they will then show manufacturers the efficacy of the product and at what concentration that ingredient was used during those clinical trials. And I would love to see all skincare brands follow what the raw ingredient supplier recommends based on their clinical trials as far as the concentration of that ingredient is concerned. But unfortunately, not everyone does that. So I would want every woman to ask herself, does my favorite brand disclose the concentration of their active ingredients in their products? I'm starting to see some brands are doing that, but very few.
Lastly, what can women do to educate themselves on what they need to look for in great anti-aging products?
Number one, look for brands that do disclose the concentration information of their key actives. It'll be on the packaging, product packaging, or it'll be on their website. So you really then know what you're buying. Another thing, look for products that have clinical studies, either on the product itself or clinical studies on the active ingredients that are used. And get educated. Gosh, you can Google anything nowadays, which is great. So I say get educated. I completely geek out about skincare ingredients. I participate in numerous forums, and I read and follow all kinds of scientific and industry-specific journals on the latest trends and all about ingredients. So I happen to love to dive deep into stuff like that. And also on my website, I do blog, video blog, and I have written blogs about ingredients and skincare education, debunking some myths, educating about ingredients, and anyone can come over and read articles and learn a bit and ask questions. So I'd be happy to take questions from people and answer and write about it. And in case anyone is listening who's interested, I am offering a 20% discount for the code if you use EH Radio, which is short for eHealth Radio. A 20% discount coupon if you come on over and join us for a bit.
Certainly appreciate that. Certainly appreciate all the advice and insight shared here today on today's topic. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and to be in touch with you online. You mentioned your website. What is the website?
It's www.besabskincare.com. B-E-S-A-B, besabskincare.com.
Well, easy enough. We certainly appreciate your time today. Gretchen, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Gretchen Asher, CEO of BFAB Skincare, that formulates anti-aging skincare products for women over 40. And once again, the website of reference is BFABskincare.com. And use the coupon code EH Radio for a 20% discount. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the anti-aging and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.